Listen inside yourself. Every movement that I'm going to ask you to do, do it so very, very slowly. So slowly that I would barely be able to see you move. And now, very slowly like that, and still listening inside yourself, arch your back on purpose and notice what that feels like. That's it. Very slowly arch your back and notice what that feels like. Notice the feel of the energy in your body. Notice your heart rate. Notice any tensions that came up. And notice what happened to your ability to breathe. Now slide your tailbone closer to the ground, slowly still, which has the effect of taking out the arch and making your back flat. And notice what that feels like. Feel the energy in your body. Notice your breathing and notice your heart rate. Slide that tailbone back down until you feel really good. Now slowly roll back onto your pockets deliberately, leaning backwards just a little. Feel what happens to your energy. Feel what's happening to your energy when you do that. Keep your attention listening inside yourself. Notice what it feels like. Notice what happened to your seat bones. Notice what is happening to your ability to breathe. And notice what's happening to your heartbeat. Now slowly, slowly, slowly allow that joint where your legs meet your pelvis to slide or wriggle on the chair so that that joint is just a little closer to the back, to your back. That has the effect of getting you off your pockets and sitting your back up straight again. Notice what your seat bones feel like now. Notice what you feel like inside. Notice your heart and your breathing. Listening inside yourself, just tilt your pelvis just a tiny little bit so that your seat scoots forward a tiny fraction. And find the place. Tilt your pelvis backwards and forwards and find the place ever so slowly. And find the place where your pelvis feels really good. Yeah. Now listening inside yourself, slowly float forwards over the crease in your groin. Not too far. Just notice how that feels. Now lean backwards very slowly and notice how that feels. You can feel the two places that aren't okay, can't you? Really clearly. Now float forwards again very slowly until you find the place where it feels really, really good. Sometimes you can almost feel it go snick into the right place, and those core muscles, those two parallel muscles in your body, line up parallel to each other and you just feel really, really strong. Now lift your hands up to rein height and imagine, just systematically imagine, starting at the top of your head and scanning your way down your body, that every joint in your body was moving one by one, not all at the same time. You're only imagining the movement, you're not actually doing it. And notice what's happening to your seat on your imaginary horse while you're imagining the movement of all those joints. There's a bit of a wow there, isn't there? Now push on the chair in front of you with the backs of your hands. And feel how strong those core muscles feel. Feel how they let the pressure off and put it on, and feel how the core tightens up as you press on the back of the chair in front of you, as your horse pulls on you. Cool. That kind of feels a bit stiff though. So now I want you to add letting all those joints imagine that they were moving again. So as you push on the chair in front of you with the backs of your hands, let all those joints imagine that they were moving again. And take the pressure off. And now do it again. Now pull on the chair. Put the tips of your fingers on the other side of the back of the chair. And pull on the chair gently as if your horse was pulling on the rein. As if your horse was pulling the rein out of your hand. Or moving it a little bit or whatever. And notice what happens. Notice that every joint in your body is compensating for that pull that's in your hands. There's this beautiful spongy feeling as every joint in your body compensates for that pull. Notice that it's got nothing to do with your hands, but everything to do with the availability of the movement in your joints. Now here's the next piece. Soften your eyes while you're doing that pushing and pulling with your fingers gently and exploring what that feels like and what the energy feels like in your body and if there's anything else that you need to move to feel really good. I want you to soften your eyes and smile. And feel the change of the energy moving around your body and the feeling of your heart beating and the feeling of your breath and your breathing when you soften your eyes and smile. Pushing, pulling. Feeling the spongy place, feeling those joints compensating for everything that's happening in your hands. Now you're sitting on your horse, and he or she is doing whatever this thing is that's been bothering you, that you have some kind of tension about riding. I want you to find where in your body is the communication problem. Scan your body and find where the communication problem lies. It will be that place that feels tight or tense or uncomfortable. And when you find where in your body that problem is, make the soft eyes that you make at your baby horses go, "Ah, isn't that just perfect?" Ah, whatever you do that makes your eyes soften. Now the soft eyes are just a physical trigger. What are your eyes softening about? Why are we softening our eyes? And this is the big part. When your horse is shying or spooking or charging uncontrollably at a jump or taking off or reefing the reins out of your hands or whatever the problem is that you're working on today, it is clearly not perfect. It is clearly not perfect. It would be ridiculous to suggest that that behavior is perfect. But what your horse is trying to tell you is perfect. Does that make sense? The message in their behavior is perfect. And when you understand that message, then the possibility exists for real change. So when you make soft eyes, it's a physical trigger to you knowing the perfection of that message. And when you really get that, then you allow room for the understanding to flow. So when you feel yourself squinting a little bit, you're just trying too hard. So make the soft eyes. Smile a little. Keep listening inside yourself. Pay gentle attention to whatever is going on inside yourself. Notice the energy moving around your body. Notice how you feel. Melt off if the feelings are uncomfortable, if you need to. Melt off just a tiny bit. Allow room for the understanding of the message to flow. Now, imagine that your horse is underneath you doing whatever this behavior is that you wanted to work on today. And feel how your body can respond differently now. Feel how your body can respond more effectively now to whatever this wonderful problem is that is really an opportunity to deepen the bond with your horse. Keep your awareness listening inside yourself and allow the parts of your body to flex and move and deal with whatever is happening with your horse in this behavior in the most effective way possible. Really notice how your body feels. And really allow it to move and flex in the best and most effective way possible for both you and your horse. You may need to bring your legs back a little bit more underneath you. You may need to shorten your stirrups. And if you could feel that if your horse was underneath you right at this moment, you will feel that they will just meet underneath you. They'll just melt underneath you and come back to you. And when you finish this, I would like some feedback, please, from all of you about whether you have or have not experience the beautiful flexibility in your body as you release everything that was in the way and find this magical magnetic seat that I call heaven and earth meeting in the saddle. Sometimes the things that we have to release or the things that we are helping our horses to release are so big that we do the releasing in layers, and sometimes there are multiple things to reprogram for ourselves in the way our bodies respond to a behavior in our horse that we don't like or don't want. So this lesson is designed to replay however many times you need to get at all those different layers of your own riding reactions and to help you understand what your horse is trying to tell you with their behavior. Enjoy the fruits of this lesson. I have a feeling it could be big.